Hi, this is a dictation for patient Lanetta McLean, L-A-N-E-T-T-A, M-C-C-L-A-I-N. Date of birth is 2-7-56, date of service 12-3-2025, date of accident 2-23-2025. Miss Lanetta McLean has been suffering from various symptoms emanating from an accident of 2-23-2025. In this accident, patient was involved in a four-car accident where two people died. Three car rear-ended each other. She injured with a head injury, neck injury, with the symptoms of TBI like dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, blurred vision. Pain syndrome started affecting her. Neck and lower back with the pain in both shoulders, both hands, and shooting pain to both arms and both legs with motor weakness, especially on the right side. Numbness and tingling was reported for all the five fingers, five toes, both sides. Patient has been ordered to have a EMG and nerve conduction test. MRIs have been ordered for a while, and MRI for the brain with neuroquant could not be done. M1 imaging do not accept her insurance, cure insurance. And so an MRI at Parkwood facility was done for the cervical and lumbar, which were found positive. The patient has been informed about a possible injection treatment for the injury to the disc. And once she agrees for injection treatment, we'll further go. He also has a facet hypertrophy of the same areas, L2 to L5 and S1, which may require further injection in that area. Patient also is found to have bilateral SI joints that are found tender and positive. Currently, her pain is described to the neck, mid back, lower back, and both shoulders to the tune of 8 to 9, and numbness and tingling of both hands and motor weakness is reported. ADLs are affected 9. Patient report 30% improvement to 40% improvement with the current treatments. She is undergoing physical therapy. Please review the record for ADL for system review, additional issues. She reports her right shoulder and arm is more intense pain, and also motor weakness is reported. Substance abuse and compliance history are reported. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 145/107, pulse 72, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit. Date 11/5/2025, dictation number 1106-003. Plan is to continue physical therapy at 3 times per week for the affected area of neck, mid-back, lower back, and the right shoulder. Pain in the lower back, and the patient is released to is continuously off work, hospital replacement, and transportation. She is provided with the following medication: Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Sifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, Medigesic is provided for headache relief, and Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Her MEPs are reviewed, labs are reviewed. She is still continuing to do the MRI of the right shoulder that has not been done. MRI of the brain with NeuroQuant could not be done. We discussed the need for neuropsych evaluation by Triton. Behavioral patient has not provided a consent for that. Once she provides, we'll be more than happy to send her there, and she can even avail of a therapy, psychotherapy for the event. Patient will be referred to neurology also. For issues with the headaches, with neuropathy pain, an injection treatment has been discussed initially. Patient has not agreed yet. Once the patient provides consent, they will be provided as well. For now, she is going to continue her physical therapy. Thank you.